You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
It seems like everyone is talking about the ketogenic diet, the high-fat, low-carb eating plan that promises to turn your body into a fat-burning machine. For that reason, keto has surged in popularity over the past couple of years as a lose-weight fast strategy. But there's more to be said about going keto for women, especially if you are having challenges with your hormones. So we have Dr. Annika Becca, an internationally acclaimed menopause and sexual health expert, global speaker, and pioneering promoter of women's health here today. She is triple board certified in gynecology and obstetrics, integrative medicine, and anti-aging and regenerative medicine, and is the author of the best-selling author of The Hormone Fix: Burn Fat Naturally, Boost Energy, Sleep Better, and Stop Hot Flashes the Keto Green Way. Great to have you back here on Wellness for Life, Dr. Anna.
It is great to be here with you, Dr. Suzanne. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about what got you interested in living the keto life.
Well, let me tell you, I went through an early menopause at age 38. And was able, through functional medicine and bioidentical hormones, to completely reverse it, to have a child at 41. And then at 48, menopause hit me again with many of the same experiences that so many clients would talk to me about, such as the weight gain, despite not doing anything different. Well, then as a physician in practice for over 20 years, I knew about ketogenic diets for my clients with Parkinson's and epilepsy and other issues, and if they needed a quick weight loss. However, what we experienced was typically in the perimenopausal client, irritability and mood disorders and kind of hitting a wall when we restricted carbs. So I combined the green way, which I call getting alkaline, looking more alkaline vegetables, but also lifestyle factors into the keto component. And from, Within weeks, had a complete turnaround in my health, and then took it to all my patients in the perimenopause and menopausal time period, and especially those with difficult weight loss and hormone issues. And the combination of the alkalinizing foods and lifestyle factors to a healthy ketogenic plan, which incorporates intermittent fasting and no snacking, found excellent results. So that's kind of how the journey begun. And now years later, going strong.
Great. And Anna, I'd like to ask you, why is it that women, perimenopausal women and menopausal women start to gain weight around their waist, more fat around belly fat? Can you just give us like the biochemistry or what's going on, whether it's a pathophysiological issue? Can you share with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things that I heard as a physician in my practice so many times was, Dr. Anna, I'm gaining 5, 10, 20 pounds and I'm not doing anything different, right? So that's that menopausal weight gain, despite not doing anything different. And I will tell you, honestly, Suzanne, I was kind of like, really? I'm sure you're maybe less active, but then it happened to me, right? There was that weight gain despite not doing anything different. So that's part of it, the weight gain around the middle, the changes to our shape, going from pear to hourglass to apple. And that has some physiologic components to it, including the drop in progesterone and that drop in progesterone, as well as declining estrogen and our androgen hormones, testosterone and DHEA. Combined with becoming more insulin resistant and the other hormonal issues that are more troublesome as our hormones drop, that combination creates the centered weight gain. We add that with just undergoing the stressful, just the normal stresses of our daily life, but add in stresses of the hormonal fluctuation of changing the transition of menopause, which is really meant to be not so hard and pretty awesome, that this creates that unpleasant weight gain and other experiences, difficulty sleeping, the hot flashes, night sweat, waking up tired, and the list goes on.
This is, this is great the way you described it. It's truly an endocrine issue with all the hormonal shifts. But also there's a there's a thyroid component too, is there not?
There is a thyroid component. So one of the things that we see with the perimenopause, menopause, is an increase in, as this time period's coming on, there's an estrogen dominance. So what we can see is an increase in sex hormone binding globulin. That also can lead to an increase in thyroid hormone binding globulin, very similarly. And so we now have less free active thyroid hormone that adds to a drop in our metabolism, our ability to burn off those extra calories.
No, thyroid is so important for not just our metabolic and our ability to burn fat, but also for so many other functions, brain function and energy and whatnot. Can I ask you, what do you know about how to drop that sex hormone binding globulin? Are there any natural ways to do that?
Well, one of the ways is just really like having healthy fats in your diet and stress relief. So meditation, also eliminating exogenous estrogen and chemicals or hormone disruptors from our diet. So that's a big way. Another thing is we have more elevated sex hormone binding globulin when we're taking exogenous hormone or oral estrogen. So we need to be conscientious of that too, because that's a factor in increasing sex hormone binding globulin. The things that increase our overall health help to balance out our hormones in general. So one of the things, Suzanne, that I always say is it takes more than hormones to fix our hormones, right? And it's the same thing with diet. It's more than about what we eat. It's how we eat, when we eat, what we're doing when we're eating, how are we living, what are we exposed to, what toxins are around us or in our food, and those things can affect us more.
Well, let's go into that now that we're talking about eating a little bit. And I'd love to know about the way you measure your alkalinity. You know, the keto green way, you are changing, shifting the percentages of your macronutrients, more fat, of course, lower carbs, moderate levels of protein. If you're an animal, I'm talking about animal protein, if you do eat animal protein, but you also add in a twist here and increasing the alkalinity by increasing your vegetable green content. So how do you measure? How do you recommend people to measure their alkalinity? I do it through saliva and urine, but I'd like to know your perspective on how to do it.
Yeah, well, we know like this is an area that's developed some controversy over the last few years. You know, some people say, oh, well, there's an alkaline myth. What you eat really is not going to have such a big effect on your urine, or we shouldn't even consider that in some of these strict, and that's advocated by some of the strict ketogenic dieters or paleo tribes. And that's absolutely inaccurate. So it is, as we know, urine pH is an indicator of our overall health. And it is about more than what we eat. Food does have a contributory effect on our urinary pH, and so does stress. So does, you know, toxins. So does food sensitivities. And this is an area that I get tremendously passionate about, because the research has shown that a urinary pH of 7 or greater is associated with improved bones, healthy bones, less osteoporosis, and decrease in metabolic syndrome, diabetes, and heart disease. So it's an indicator. It's giving us a clue, just like the weight on our scale, right? It's not like, okay, well, that's exactly our body mass at this moment, because there's so many factors, fluid content, did we just eat, did we not just eat? And I mean, what are we, you know, all those things that can play into our weight at that moment in time. And the same thing is true with our urinary pH, but it's an indicator, it's a guide. And I think it's a fabulous, inexpensive way to optimize our health. And so yes, with keto, in my combination, keto green, and working for the menopausal woman especially, and actually it works amazing for men, women, and, you know, definitely teens even, because I have my girls on it. And so many of my clients have their families doing the keto green way now, because it's timing of our meals, no more snacking, keeping at least 12.5 hours between dinner and breakfast, and having dinner ideally before 7 o'clock, you know, closer to 6 p.m. or earlier, and making that a lighter meal. Just those shifts gives us time in this intermittent fasting period to have more insulin sensitivity, have our body rest and repair overnight instead of digesting a heavy meal. And if we can work that nutrition, meditation, exercise, lifestyle factors, go to bed with an alkaline urinary pH and wake up with an alkaline urinary pH. What I've seen in now thousands of women in my online programs, we feel better. We have more energy. We're clearer. The excess weight drops off. So not only do we start looking better, but we're feeling better. And ultimately, that's what we want.
You mentioned that 7.0 or greater, but let's talk about the sweet spot, because too much of it being alkaline is not good either. So what is the range that you'd like people to be? 7.0 to what?
Well, 7.0 to 8, 7.0 to 8.5, but it really depends, because say, for example, after we work out, we want that acidity. We're going to see an acidic urinary pH, I hope, right? Because we've stressed our body, we've used our hormones, maybe we've become dehydrated. So we'll see a shift, and that's okay. But we're going to have that fluctuation. But overall, we want to improve that, because so much today, when we start checking our urine, we're looking at urinary pHs of 5 often, 5 to 6, and that is not where we want to live. But I can tell you that can shift, and sometimes it takes time as we rebuild our cellular function, right? Because we have a lot to do to, we need healthy minerals and nutrients to repair, and we've got to decrease inflammation in order to have good cell-to-cell communication, and that can be represented with a healthy urinary pH. So again, it's a guide. But we have to be cautious of when, like, for example, if we know that we are working with our nourishment to get an alkaline urinary pH. One thing that came up earlier today, a client asked me, well, should I be drinking all this alkaline water? Like, you know, you can drink alkaline water, and the time we drink water is, you know, in between meals. But if you've just eaten a heavy meal, you do not want to dilute it with water, alkaline water, or anything, because that dilutes the acidity of your digestive enzymes, which are important, that's acidic, so it can break down food. So when we're looking at the optimal balance and timing, and just kind of discovering what is working for us and what's not working for us, that's for urinary pH testing, really inexpensively. It gives you a daily check-in and checks and balances, so that we can create those nutrition and lifestyle factors that work for us and discover what's been working against us.
What's really amazing is how quick your pH can change. Just this week, I was talking to a patient living, he lives in New York, and he called me because he's having severe acidic symptomatology and pain in his body, pain syndrome. And then I asked about his pH. It was at 6.0. And he said that it's really shifted, and somewhat I linked it actually to his stress level. He's getting ready for a huge event where he's a speaker. And sure enough, that had a lot to do with shifting the pH, you know. So even when you're under stress, it takes so much demand of your biochemistry. And so you may need to take in higher levels of alkaline greens. You know, you have maca greens that you have a powder that's amazingly delicious and works really well for alkalizing. But you're going to have to definitely support your body more when you're stressed, under a lot more stress, because it's going to take you down. Your pH is going to go down and become more acidic.
I agree completely. And I think that's so cool, right? So we can actually look at that and say, okay, well, you know what? I'm really going to need to go for a walk in nature today, because that's going to decrease cortisol, help regulate our stress hormone, and help us getting out in nature with the Earth's magnetic field, right? And again, we get a lot more than vitamin D from the sun. That's going to help our physiology too. So doing things like that, in addition to our nourishment, can counteract those stressful situations that otherwise will take us down.
That's right. You know, you mentioned something about your online program that you help people with. Do you help people like track their pH, go through the keto sticks and all? Do you help people in that manner?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, for your audience, we have a 10-day free Breeze Through Menopause Masterclass that's great to go through, especially if you're in your 30s and you're experiencing hormone shifts, as well as if you're way past menopause. This is 10 days of information, free program that I just want everyone to start being aware. So I talk in that about just checking your urinary pH with, you know, just these strips with pH and ketones on them, because I want us to both get an alkaline urine pH and get into ketosis and feel what that combination feels like. So many people are walking around and not even realizing how good they can feel when we shift the physiology.
Thank you. The 10-day breeze through menopause, can we just find that on your website?
Yeah, at dranna.com. So dranna.com.
Great. Thank you. You mentioned about the keto sticks, and it actually has a pH together. Is that available online? Because you know what? When I do pH, it only does its pH. It doesn't show ketones in it.
Yeah. So it's on Amazon, the keto pH strips. That's exactly what they're called, and on my website. So keto pH strip.
Great. Thank you so much. So I'd love to go.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make it easy too, like versus pH strips, ketones, you know, and ketones, if we become keto adapted over the long haul, if we've been in ketosis for a couple months, we're not going to see those ketones in our urine, or as much. And so that's where blood ketone testing can be really helpful. Or if you're getting started, just to kind of confirm what you're seeing on the urine test strip. But on a daily basis, a regular basis, looking at urine pH and urine ketones is very helpful. Now, for me, Suzanne, you know, it's like we'll have periods of fasting, periods of celebration, and periods of moderation. So I have not yet ever become where it's been, I haven't been able to see my ketones in my urine.
But that's okay, because you are still getting the benefits of it. Your body has changed and you're feeling physically better and you're able to sleep better. You've lost that extra whatever. I mean, you look great every single time I see ya. So I don't know.
Likewise,
you know,
baby, you too.
Thank you, my dear. But goodness, you know, I love the word that you use, keto adaptive, because I will share with you, I've had some of my patients come in. They're overzealous. They want to do the keto thing because they learned it on some little free book that they've got somewhere online, and they end up crashing and having like keto coma, whatever it's called. And one patient, I had to send them to the hospital because their kidneys were affected in a terrible way. Mm-hmm. And not everyone can do the keto way, you know, not everyone can do the ketogenic diet aggressively. And I'm someone that believes that just do it gradually and do it where you're starting to see changes and you don't have to jump on the bandwagon where you have to be so severe. I don't know what your take is on that.
No, I agree. One of the things I saw early on is this keto craziness, okay?
Keto craziness?
So it's that concept, keto craziness. So I would explain it as when women, especially as our hormones start to tank, especially the neuroprotective hormones like progesterone, when we start to see that decline and we try to really restrict our carbohydrates, there's that hormonal imbalance. This is different from keto flu. I mean, there's irritability, agitation. It's really creating some imbalances in our neurotransmitters. Now, I've not found good research looking at this yet, but I hope that there are some studies in the works at this point, because this neuroendocrine phenomenon is real. I've heard it from many, many patients and experienced it myself. And that's where that adding on the alkalinity, adding on the low carbohydrate grains, adding on the good cruciferous vegetables for hormone balance as well can make a difference. And maintaining a metabolic flexibility, maintaining, okay, some feast days, you know, I really feel that's valuable. So in my, you know, classes, and one thing that I teach is like a 10-80-10 rule. Sometimes we're, you know, fasting. So Sundays are a good fast day for me, either extended fast or a long, you know, or a just a longer intermittent fast. And or, you know, moderation, you know, keto green 80% of the time. And then there's the time when we're feasting, right? There's the celebrations. There's the slight overindulgence. There's the party. And that's okay. I believe in that. And that way we're not stricting. You can never have a carbohydrate again. I do not villainize any kind of food for the most part. You know, we'll talk about gluten or something at another time and then, you know, strict rules around that depending on our sensitivities. But in the general part, I think that's where we create this metabolic flexibility. We want to just reestablish good, healthy guidelines and discover what is working for us. So by testing, not guessing, that's an important part of the self-discovery process.
I love what you just said. Testing, not guessing. I love biomarkers. I love blood markers. I love anything that you can see yourself and be able to say, hey, I'm on the right track. Because guess what? If you don't use all of these little tools, just as what Dr. Anna is talking about, these keto strips and these pH strips, then how are you going to know you're going in the right direction? You've got to know that compass. The compass is important.
100%. I agree. I agree completely. And, you know, part of my story was that when I had gone through early menopause at age 38 and I was over 240 pounds and I was really struggling, reversed that, lost nearly 90 pounds until age 48 when that weight started coming back on, despite not doing anything different. But that's where I started figuring out, you know, then I was working on getting into ketosis, but I was becoming very acidic. I'd stop testing because I assumed that I was just doing everything that I was usually doing, right? But my body shifted. And so then when I restarted testing and saw that my pH, urine pH was 5, I knew I had to fix that for sanity, you know, especially being moms with kids, single mom with kids, running a business, right? We need our sanity. Can't risk that. So incorporating that factor, that discovery, and then finding research that supported that was really powerful. And then testing it on clients, and now again, you know, clients online, just seeing that spread of this self-discovery model that really works and fixes our hormones.
Anna, what's really amazing is that you being at 240 pounds, I've seen pictures of you at that level, and I'm still blown away of the shifts and changes you have. To me, you've reversed your biological age, because that's what you look. Today, you look absolutely beautiful. You know, lots of women and men out there are suffering from obesity. 33% of our U.S. population, we're at the number one of obesity in all countries, 194 countries in the world. We are number one in obesity, and we've got to start somewhere. And I think what you're doing with your book is really the beginning of helping people start to shed their weight and feel better.
Yeah, and that's part of it, right? We want to look well and feel well, and not just when I was 240 pounds, over 80 pounds heavier than I am now. It was also the hair loss, the fatigue, the depression. It hurt for my feet to touch the floor in the morning, but I'll never forget just that loss of passion for life in general and those that I was living it with. And that's what I want to see changed. I am tired of women giving up on themselves. I am tired of women thinking, or and men, or anyone thinking that this is just hereditary, this is what I have to live with, or this is what I just have to power through it another day. We can completely reverse these changes and be in charge of our own health. And I want no one to give away that power. I want them to discover the solutions that improve their life. And that's why I invested all my time and energy into writing this book. Because it's a handbook. It's a handbook that will change lives. And again, I wish I'd had it 20 years ago. It would have helped. So it would have helped my mother who lost her life at age 67 because we didn't know this information. But now we do. No excuses. We have the power and ability to make this change.
I love what you're saying about no excuses, because you're absolutely right. You know, most people, they find that, you know what? I'll try it another way. Or they use a quick fix to get rid of some of their symptomatology. Mm-hmm. And they're not getting proactive. I mean, you and I are both like, you know, cheerleaders when it comes to, hey, let's get this going. We all want to help our people that we have connections with so that they can feel better, because we know the truth. We know the reality of it. But goodness gracious, it takes a lot of work for us to, you know, that's the reason why we have books out there. We're talking on shows like this so we make a bigger impact on people. People need to change. People need to find their real love of their own health and their love of their own self, in fact. You're most important.
I love what you just said, the love of their own health and the love of their own self. And absolutely correct. And you're a living example of it too, Suzanne. So, you know, mutual love and affection here for our listeners. I hope they hear that. And, you know, one thing that you said too, I mean, it is powerful information, but I remember for listeners that are feeling, look, I just don't have the willpower. I don't have the drive. I don't have the passion. I want to tell you that I know what that feels like. I know what that feels like, but willpower is physiology. We empower our physical self. We empower our emotional and spiritual self as well. So we can feel a few things that just make the biggest difference. Joy, love, connection, and that peace that surpasses all understanding, as it says in the Bible, the peace that surpasses all understanding, no matter what your external circumstances are, that we can regain this peace. So we have to heal this physical aspect. and little steps, baby steps, and just start thinking, what's the one next right thing that we can do today? And, you know, start with a keto green smoothie in the morning. Something as simple as that can make a big difference.
Everything that you said today is so important for us women and men to start sparking and feeling that power within ourselves to get well. Oh gosh, the book, The Hormone Fix, got to go out in there and get it. You know, it's sure it's more than about, to me, it's definitely more than about burning the fat and boosting energy. It's really living a lifestyle that you love. Great show. Love you, Dr. Anna. Thank you so much for listening in. And do share the show with your mother, daughter, sister, girlfriend, wife, whoever. It can change their life for the better. And if this is your first time listening here on Wellness for Life, make sure to subscribe so I can continue to serve you with the most fascinating natural strategies available today. Also, connect with me on Instagram at Dr. Suzanne. I post regularly on how to become the best version of yourself through nutrition, self-care, lifestyle, and kimchi. And what's great, it's where you can engage with me directly. Yes, I respond to all my comments, all your comments personally. And if you need help in digging deeper with your health issues, you know what? I work with people globally through phone, FaceTime, and Skype. So you can get my contact info on my website, drsuzanne.com. Until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.